Welcome along to the programme. If you've just tuned in, 8:15, classical music fans will be heading to Bromley this weekend for a special concert featuring a range of music from a Hollywood composer's masterpiece to some very familiar pieces that are famous around the world. The Bromley Symphony Orchestra have been together for over 100 years and are performing at the Langley Park Centre for the Performing Arts on Saturday night. We're going to talk to their music director. He's been their music director for over 40 years, Adrian Brown. Really good to have you on the show tonight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dom, very much indeed. It's a pleasure.
I love the fact that you've got an orchestra with such a great amount of history and clearly a passion from you because you've been involved for 40 years. I just wonder where that came from initially. Musically, was it always something you loved?
Yes. I was conducting in the pram, apparently, waving my arms around to music while you work. My mum and dad told me I was doing... My grandfather was there with conducted the Salvation. We're very Salvation Army tradition and... That was part of it. My dad conducted a bit as well, but mum sang and I sat with her when I was very young and always wanted to do. I learned the violin. That was the standard thing to do, learnt the violin, which has always been a useful thing to be a string player when you work with an orchestra, because the vast majority of the players are string players, of course. And I studied at the Royal Academy, went there, got on the conducting course. And then a colleague who I was at the Academy with tipped me the wink that the Bromley job was going. And I knew it had a great tradition. And because ironically, the orchestra was founded by two lovely ladies, the White Sisters. And one of them studied, that was in 1918, after the First World War. And these sisters both knew who Sir Adrian Bolt, who was a very preeminent conductor.
Yeah, and Sir Adrian Bolt, just to mention, just such a huge name. And you were a pupil of his.
That's right. Yes. And that was that's where it linked up. I was not only a pupil. I went to see him after I left the Academy. I played for him as well on a couple of occasions. And of course, there was this wonderful link with Bromley and the White Sisters. They knew him and they persuaded him to come to Bromley to conduct quite a lot. And that's how it came about. And a colleague at the Academy told me and I got the job when I auditioned for it. And I've been there ever since.
I love that so much. And you know, we talk about arts and culture, don't we, here on the show? And it is very much that. It's part of your life. It's part of the fabric of the area too. I want to mention that a few years ago, you were awarded the Elgar Medal by the Elgar Society. That must have been such
right.
a joy for you, recognition.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I along with the tradition from Sir Adrian, of course, who knew Elgar well, and right from back to 1920, the link goes back quite a long way. It's quite extraordinary, and I'm very lucky to have that link. And I was very honoured to get the medal from Anthony Payne, who's rejigging of the Third Symphony that Elgar left in sketches. He came to hear me do it, and I was given the medal that night, just before COVID came in. It was the week before we were locked down, so it was extraordinary.
Absolutely.
I'm a great passionate advocate of Berlioz's music, the French composer Hector Berlioz, and I was given his medal too, because I worked a lot with Sir Colin Davis as well, who was a great Berlioz fan. So I had a wonderful pedigree, and I was very lucky. And
yeah.
Bromley has been an orchestra that I've sort of had like a wall to lean your back against. You know, it's been there. Mind you, it's been quite a journey, because I live in North London. I live in Southgate, so I have to wrestle with the Blackwall Tunnel every Monday when we come back to the house.
So my travel news for you is probably very welcome then, Adrian, getting you from A to B and heading around our metropolitan Kent area. I love that. I want to talk about one of the pieces you're going to be performing, and we'll talk about how people can get involved and come along and all the rest. But Eric Wolfgang Korngold is a really interesting person in his own right. He was a child prodigy and then went on to compose music
yes.
for Hollywood movies. And we're just going to hear a piece of music now. You can just get transported, can't you? I think that's, for me, what I love so, so much, Adrian.
Korngold was an incredible guy. I mean, of course, got out of Europe and went to the States. He was very young. When he was very young, he was introduced to Mahler. Himself, a very Mahler was Jewish and we call it the sympathetic, very, very in and got advice from Mahler. And Korngold, but he realized that there was a money to be made out of writing film music, and some of the sounds are film-like, if you want to put a cliche to it. There is that set in the concerto. It's very lyrical and very, very, very romantic in its style and fun. There's a bit in the last one where it sounds a bit like, I said to the orchestra, it comes the Bonanza bit. Those of us are old enough to remember Bonanza. But there's one bit like that that's quite funny. But it does sound a bit like that as well. And there's this slinky tune. It's full of that, but it's marvellous, marvellous piece. And he had a real skill and knack for writing music and for films, and he made a lot of money out of it. And good luck to him as well, and a lot of very famous films. I mean, one has to think that how many composers, you know, in the past, like Tchaikovsky, if the film industry had been around, how wonderful it would have been for some of Tchaikovsky's music to have been for films. I mean, it would have been, you know, to have a score by Tchaikovsky for Dr. Zhivago would have been absolutely but of course, that was not never to be, but, you know, it doesn't mean to say that great composers would like to write for films as well.
Yeah, it is just such a joy to hear too. And just about the dedication that goes into performing with the orchestra there, the Bromley Symphony, you know, it must be a tough juggle act between job and other commitments for all of those performers.
Oh, the players, yes, certainly. I mean, it's my professional job. I've got lots of other orchestras and that as well. I've had all through my less now that in my career now, but the players themselves, yes. I mean, from all walks of life, and a lot of them are teachers, some teachers in India. And the great thing about Bromley is that it does attract the very good, highly qualified, musically qualified players. I mean, that's been the success of it. I think partly due that we grew in the standard the standard did grow when I'm glad to say when I took it on, I think it did. And that meant more players were attracted. And the more players we got into the orchestra to make it a completely self-sufficient, which it's one of the rare orchestras and makes it one of the better ones, you know, the best in the south of England, in my opinion, is because we've managed to get the players and therefore play music that perhaps a lot of other orchestras don't play. We can actually perform perhaps more difficult works and more demanding works, like we're doing Mahler's Sixth Symphony next season. Well, that's pretty demanding, and they can do it, and that's the point, because we've attracted that. So the programs themselves are interesting. So they're interesting not only for the performers, particularly they want to come and play, and they also the audiences too, where we put on things that they might not even hear at the festival hall. You know,
so something like Adrian, the Langley Park Centre for the Performing Arts at this Saturday evening, the kind of program that you will perform. Just give us a little flavour, just for a moment, of what people
can
expect.
It's varied. I mean, the point is we will things. I mean, I should think that I can't recall a recent performance of the Fountains of Rome by Rospighi, which is an incredibly colourful portrayal of the Eternal City, the four fountains. It's incredible, large orchestra, enormous. That's very rarely done in the concert hall. And then we have a premiere of a new work by a composer, because we had a composer's competition two or three years ago. And we decided we would play all of those. So we have something completely new that's never been heard. We have the Corn Gold, as you said. And then we play an established classic like the new World Symphony of Dvořák, which is famous, of course, for the slow, the cor anglais solo in the slow movement, which is the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful things. And we have the most fantastic cor anglais player to play it as well. We have the artists to do it. That's what will do it justice. Yeah.
And again, like you mentioned, and people of a certain age will know the Hovis hat.
Absolutely. And if only Dvořák had made some money out of the Hovis hat, it would have been rather nice as well. I always think that sometimes. I have to honestly say, when it comes down to it. Well, it's true. You know, if it was copyright, they would have... I mean, the Space Odyssey music, and the 2001 music, that made the Strauss family an enormous amount, because it was still in copyright when it was used for the movie, 2001, Also Sprach Zarathustra. So there's all those things, but I always laugh about that. But it's true. But it's the most wonderful, wonderful... I mean... It is a masterpiece. Yes, it's well known, well played. People do it a lot. And we mix our programmes like that for our audiences to try and make something that's popular. But there's a first half of music that a lot of people probably won't know. But they are always willing, our audiences, it seems to me, to come along and be adventurous, which is great.
Adrian, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on the Arts Live Call tonight. The orchestra is also going to be back next month when you're performing a special children's concert, music from the Harry Potter films.
Yes, we're doing Harry Potter and some of that. And William Tell, that's especially for my grandson, because he loves William Tell. And also we're doing a piece by Paul Patterson, Red Riding Hood, the Roald Dahl version of Red Riding Hood with narrator, written, composed by Paul Patterson. And I went with Paul and did a few performances of that very work in the Philippines about 20 years ago. So that was quite extraordinary to do that in the Philippines. And that was marvellous with the youth orchestra over there. And so we could do this Paul Patterson work in, as part of our children's concert. Yeah.
And how
important... I introduce the instruments as well.
Oh, you introduce... Oh, that's lovely.
I'll introduce all the instruments, yes.
I like that. Yeah. And that obviously is great work for young people to get to know what instrument plays what and how it's formed and how it comes together.
And to see it in action and to see things going on as well. And that it's not recorded. It's not on that. It's actually done. And they'll have the opportunity to come and have a look at the instruments and see how they're played and they'll be demonstrated and things like that. How the orchestra works. And if they're all very, very good, I actually sometimes reluctantly give up my baton and get a youngster up to conduct. And that's quite entertaining. And sometimes it's embarrassing because they could actually turn out to be better than me. But they haven't got my age and experience.
No, absolutely. And we make sure that we just remind every so often that that is the case. I love that, Adrian. It's been such a joy chatting to you. And I've really enjoyed hearing about the Bromley Symphony Orchestra. And thank you so much to you and your team for reaching out to me here on the Art Show and saying, hey.
Well, it's all there. It's all there for music. As Elgar said, music is in the air. All you have to do is to pick it out of the air. It's in the air, it's on the tree, yeah, used to say poetically. But it's there for us, and our orchestra wants to do this for the community because live music is the most important thing. It's something you can't get hold of. It's live music, and it's still important to have that.
You've just been listening to Adrian Brown, the music director of the Bromley Symphony Orchestra. They perform at the Langley Park Centre for the Performing Arts this Saturday evening from 7:30. They've got a special children's concert on Saturday, the 11th of June. Head to bromleysymphony.org for more details. That's bromleysymphony.org.
The Arts Live Call on BBC Radio Kent.